The Lord be with you.
And with
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. When Jesus heard of the death of John the Baptist, he withdrew in a boat to a deserted place by himself. The crowds heard of this and followed him on foot from their towns. When he disembarked and saw the vast crowd, his heart was moved with pity for them, and he cured their sick. When it was evening, the disciples approached him and said, "This is a deserted place, and it is already late. Dismiss the crowds so that they can go to the villages and buy food for themselves." He said to them, "There is no need for them to go away. Give them some food yourselves." But they said to him, "Five loaves and two fish are all we have here." Then he said, "Bring them here to me." And he ordered the crowds to sit down on the grass. Taking the five loaves and the two fish and looking up to heaven, he said the blessing, broke the loaves, and gave them to his disciples, who in turn gave them to the crowds. They all ate and were satisfied. And they picked up the fragments left over, 12 wicker baskets full. Those who ate were about 5,000 men, not counting women and children. The Gospel of the Lord. I strongly believe that it is only when we see our own smallness that we can glimpse God's greatness. Haven't you ever noticed how easily little children who know they're small can believe in God, believe in miracles, believe in heaven, in angels? On the other hand, we adults need proof. We need hard evidence. We need scientific studies and focus groups to believe in anything at all. Spiritually speaking, we have become too big for our own britches and therefore blind to God's glory. For example, through the centuries, nearly all apparitions of our Blessed Mother Mary are to small children or to those who are childlike. Just take the one we should all be familiar with here at Immaculate Conception, the apparition for which our church is named, when Mary appeared at Lourdes in 1858. She did not appear to a priest, nor to a prince, nor even to the Pope, but rather to a 14-year-old peasant girl named Bernadette Soubirous. She said to Bernadette, "Je suis l'Immaculée Conception." That's French for "I am the Immaculate Conception." Mary simply spoke, and Bernadette believed. You see, because of her smallness, Bernadette saw God's greatness. In the gospel today, Jesus is trying to help his apostles glimpse their own smallness, so that they can better see God's greatness. Thousands of people are hungry, and Jesus asks his apostles to feed them. But they reply that they only have five loaves of bread and two fish. Now, did Jesus know that's all they had? Of course he did. So why does he ask them, "What do you have?" He wanted them to sense their own insufficiency, so that they might better see God's superabundance. In fact, in the Gospel of John, it is a small boy who brings the five loaves and the two fish. You see, Jesus is instructing his apostles not to be too big for their britches, but rather like the little lad. Only when you see your own inadequacy can you see God's sufficiency. Let me suggest one simple way to sense your own smallness. And that is by complimenting others. Complimenting others. And don't just compliment your friends and the people that you like, but rather compliment those you disagree with and compliment your enemies. See what's good in them. If you are a Democrat, try to say something nice about Donald Trump. Even the Republicans have a hard time saying nice things about Donald Trump. If you are a Republican, compliment Hillary Clinton. See something good in the opposite party. Compliment your ex-spouse. Say something glowing about your boss. Praise your pastor, especially the one you don't like. When we see God's grace in others, especially in our enemies, we are no longer too big for our britches. We become like little children and see God's glory everywhere. Praised be Jesus Christ.